and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Some 120 million Americans are under heat alerts. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In Arizona, Phoenix topped 110 degrees for the 22nd straight day. Teams trying to help the homeless who were camping out in the elements.
Hi, we got some water and hygiene.
Nationwide, temperatures are making outdoor work grueling. In South Florida, a 29-year-old farm worker died after collapsing in the heat. Advocates are pushing for changes in the law.
We need water. We need shade. We need breaks.
Alabama lawmakers have finalized a new congressional map with one majority black district despite a Supreme Court ruling requiring two. Republican Nathaniel Ledbetter defends the map.
I think getting it to a district can elect a Democrat and increasing the minority where they have opportunity. It talked about opportunity district is what it talked about. And I think it certainly does that.
The Pentagon's top brass could soon include its first woman.
President Biden's made history choosing Admiral Lisa Franchetti to serve as the next chief of naval operations, thus also a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She would be the first woman there.
Her career traces the history of American women in the Navy as they assume greater and greater positions of responsibility and leadership over the past 40 years.
Military analyst Jeff McCausland, but just now the Senate is stuck on military promotions, blocked by Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville in a dispute over Pentagon abortion policy. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos says he is raised in a union household, and he's trying to reach an equitable agreement with striking actors like this one.
If you really came from a union household and your father went on strike before, help us stop it. You have the power. Why don't you come to the table and give us what we want? Because you'll be fine. Netflix is going to be okay. They're doing great. Netflix is what got us in this mess.
Residual payments for video streaming services are a big issue. Amazon is building a satellite processing facility at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. CBS News technology consultant Ian Schur reports.
A lot of companies are looking at satellites and saying, well, you know, we're pretty good at sending signals from the ground to satellite and back, and they are increasingly starting to build out.
The satellites will provide high-speed internet access anywhere in the world. The FDA has approved a new drug to prevent RSV.
The makers of single-injection Beyfortus say it can prevent RSV in children up to 24 months old for an entire season.
There are certain groups that are at highest risk, so infants under the age of two, but really the very youngest of infants. In the first couple months of life, they have weaker immune systems, they have smaller airways.
Each year, more than 2 million children younger than 5 contract RSV. Up to 80,000 of them are hospitalized, and as many as 300 die.
CBS's Michael George.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. mainly cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 84. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 56. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 85.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 76.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Over the Back Fence, your audio community bulletin board. Time to call in, 424-2600. Give us your items that you're looking for, items you want to sell. Maybe you know about some events in the area you want to give us a call about. Go right ahead and do so. 424-2600. Join the conversation. Do not make me dare you. I will. If I get a little bit in here into the show and I don't get some calls, I'll start daring people. I don't want to have to do it. Your host, James J. Maloff here, filling in for Seth Haphagger this week. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I should make sure to mention to note a couple of things. One, Seth and I have a gentleman's agreement, a weirdo gentleman's agreement, but we have this kind of thing where we try to see who gets the most calls. So you guys can really help me out, because the last time I did this, I did not do so well. Give me some calls, 424-2600, and some bragging rights around Seth. And wish him safe travels. Him and his are out there. More on that in a moment. And I also should probably mention that I'm a little off today. Yeah, this could be a very fun live hour. I spent yesterday, my Friday night, in the ER, and a big shout out to the Spiris ER over here. Great people over there. Took really good care of me. Nothing too crazy, nothing too heavy, nothing like that. But was, you know, medicated throughout the night. So we're going to see how this goes. I am actually on the air, right? Let me make sure. Yes, of course we are. 424-2600. Bring us your items you're looking for, everybody. Rummage sales, garage sales, those kind of things. We know that those are going on. It's a Midwest staple. I'm actually a little disappointed we haven't gotten more garage and rummage sales. Get them to us, everybody. We've got a bunch going on today. We're going to get you rafter news. We will give you a chance to win rafter tickets. That's all coming up. Some station news and notes, as well as news and notes in the area. Get into our community mailbag. And some odds and ends we'll touch on. But right now, I wanted to start off our show, and I think I can do this. Let me see. Where is it here?
Happy birthday to
you. Yeah. Wish a happy birthday to a good friend of ours here at the station and all of our community, Beth Haphagger. Beth, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We want to take the calls that we can get. Let's go ahead and do that. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I got two patio swings to give away. The swings themselves work real good. They just need to be refurbished a little bit. Plus, I also got a 55-gallon aquarium set up for a turtle with all the pumps and lights and everything else for $50. Number to call is 715-451-1285.
451-1285.
Yes.
Excellent. Thanks for the call, sir. You have a good weekend.
Yep. Thank you.
And again, if you're interested in any of those items, give them a call, 715-451-1285. And that's just how it's done, everybody. 424-2600, call up and join the conversation. Love to hear from each and every one of you. Beautiful weekend out there. That really helps out with a lot of the great weekend events we have going on. Touch on some more of that in a minute. First, your phone calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. Good morning. I have a coach here that's a floral coach.
And I want $35 for it, and whoever comes and gets it would have to bring two strong people because I have no one here to help them.
Okay.
And the phone number is 421-0910.
421-0910.
That's right.
Thanks for the call. You have a good weekend.
Thank you. Same.
421-0910. Give her a call if you'd like that couch. Make sure you got two good able-bodied people. Get some exercise in and get yourself a couch. 421-0910. Let's talk about some rafters, huh? Feels good to talk about the rafters today. Rafters snagged a much-needed win last night. Rafters get back in the win column with the first time in five games. Took down the Battle Jackets, Battle Jacks, I don't know, by a score of 6-2. Sorry. They out-hit Battle Creek 6-4. And did the second consecutive game as well. Nice team game by the Rafters. Pitching has been, I think, pretty steady all season. I think it's pretty safe to say the bats have been, too. There's been little things here and there. But I think the team just needed a win like this. And it's, I'm not going to be able to say anything that any other talking head about sports isn't going to say about it, but following the team, watching these guys, talking to them off the field, I think that that's what they needed. I think last night is exactly what they needed. They split up the series with Battle Creek and had to find a lack tomorrow. The first pitch is at Hare Baker Field at 6:35. Our pregame will kick off at 6:20. Tomorrow's game a little earlier, of course, as Sundays always are, 12:50 start time. Hosting Fond du Lac, that'll be a good one. Not just a good one because of course, having our boys back in town, but a special night at the ballpark. It is Law Enforcement Appreciation Night. It's going to be a very good night at the ballpark. Yeah. Also a night you don't want to mess around. What? I'm just being honest here, man. You want to be on your best behavior on Law Enforcement Appreciation Night. You should be on your best behavior always. I'm just messing around. But that will be a good night, and that we can appreciate. That's cool. Next Friday, July 28th, Anytime Fitness water bottle giveaway. Come on, man. Can I get a second take on that? I know we're live. I know. Anytime Fitness water bottle giveaway. There we go. Let's get hydrated. First, fans at Witter Field will receive a water bottle courtesy of Anytime Fitness. That'll be next Friday. Next Thursday, this is a big one. It is the Aspires Health Bryson Scott bobblehead giveaway. Be one of the first 500 fans of Winter Field and receive a Bryson Scott bobblehead brought to you by Aspires Health. Bryson Stout was most recently competed in the 22 World Series for the Phillies. And we want to get that bobblehead. We want to add that to our collection. We've got about four or five of them up here. We need a sixth or a seventh here. Right now, we need to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Bryson Stott. Come on, James.
Bryson Stott.
With a D. Look,
man, I am never that great with names to begin with, let alone the week it has been. I've gotten about 2 hours of sleep throughout this whole week. Y'all are lucky that I even figured out how to turn the mic on today, okay?
Hey, you're a trooper, man. You're a boy. It builds character.
No excuses. It's the job. Should be able to get the name right. Bryson is a really good kid, too. We had him in a couple times, and just one of those guys that you root for.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy, and I'm happy that he went on. And like you said, he played in the World Series last year, and he's a starting third baseman. He's actually in trade talks, I heard.
I heard a little of that.
The Shohei Ohtani a little bit there.
Yes, but I've heard some of that. As long as I got you on it, and I can sneakily add that Playmakers is on 3 to 4 every Monday. Be sure to call into a live sports talk show there.
Yeah, I missed you the last couple weeks, guys, so I apologize.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate the calls, as always. Man, would you trade for him for a rental? Would you do it for a rental?
What?
Ohtani? Would you trade Ohtani? Would you trade for Ohtani even if you knew you were only going to get him for like 3 or 4 months?
Oh no, you got to get him for at least 2-3 years. I mean, I can see him giving up Yelich and pretty much everything except for Burns and Euchre.
Yeah. Now, you know, Bob would definitely throw his hat in the ring. He would definitely do it, but I don't think we could do that. I don't think we could trade. I heard some recent people asking if they could trade Spoelstra for Damian Lillard, the Heat's head coach, for the player.
I saw something about that, too. I was like, well,
it's just all bets are off now. We're going to start trading. Nike's going to trade for Adidas. It's just all bets are off.
Okay, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, that's my hot take for the day, that Nike and Adidas are going to just kind of a carnivore each other and take over each other. That's one of the, actually very be a kind of a cool symbol.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really cool. Next thing you know, the Lions have a new logo. You know,
it's them, Minnesota. Everybody's going throwback. Always appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot for calling up.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Yeah. Have a good week. 424-2600. Bring us your items you're looking for, items you want to sell here on Over the Back Fence. Talking little rafters. The promotionals that they have going on only have a handful left in the season. Remind you that these days burn up quick. So enjoy yourself and get to the ballpark at Winterfield. Of course, get your rafter tickets right there at the ballpark. The box office is open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Or you can give them a call, 424-5400. And, of course, every hit, every pitch, every win of rafter baseball right here, where it belongs, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Want to send a shout-out to, of course, the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show tournament going on right now. Let's see, I was trying to get an idea of who was exactly, literally, if anybody was on the water or not. Anybody down there and feels like calling in, go right ahead, 424-2600. Be one of our Cub reporters. Let us know. Have a great time, everybody. Enjoy yourself out there. The aqua skiers are going to be hitting the water right before the awards tonight, or I'm sorry, yesterday. Hope that went well. I heard good things. Actually heard some people talking on their way there and then ran into some people this morning that were talking it up. So great job. Today, you've got a bunch of great teams. I see the Chain Skimmers, a great name. Aqueducts, Mad City going to be down there. Cheer them on. Rock Aqua Jays. And then tomorrow, the Shermalot team is going to be hitting the water. Be sure to root on our friends over in Rome. And a great day of wrapping up the event. Keep in mind as well that in the best interests of public welfare and safety, the town of Grand Rapids Ordinance 35 has been enacted around Lake Wasecha, effective until July 23rd. Let me see. That is tomorrow, right at the end of the Water Ski Show tournament. It is crazy how those things line up. Be smart out there. Be safe. Be sure to stay off the waters and observe. And enjoy the tournament, everybody. And a hello and enjoy yourself to all of our outside people joining us in town here. Have a good time. Enjoy the area. As we get ready for break, I did want to mention the Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge. We are calling on all heroes. We all know that there is a shortage out there. There was before the pandemic, certainly was enhanced by it, and has gotten much better since. Now until July 31st. We are calling on all you to be a part of blood donating. We've got a couple of great opportunities coming up. In Stevens Point, today you can get on over there from now until about 2:45 at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. I'm going to be heading up to Point today to go pick up my daughter. That'll be fun. Maybe stop by. Is that a weird father and daughter thing to do together, or is that a really cool father-daughter thing to do together? Huh? Yeah. Encourage you to head on over there and do that. Or maybe you want to do the community blood drive coming up at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Yeah. Maybe take in that event. That one is right around the corner coming up on Monday. 2 to 7. Check that out. And if you're at any of these events or any of the events near you, take a selfie. We're actually encouraging you to be able to take a selfie and do some good in your community. So did you talk about 2023 win-wins? Take that picture, and when if anybody gives you a hard time about it, it's like, well, no, I'm throwing my name in the challenge. You hashtag it with Civic Pints, and you get a chance to get in the running for rafter tickets, state fair tickets, Civic Media gear. And if you include the hashtag WFHR and WIRI, or one or the other, both, I do both, you'll instantly win rafter tickets. Encourage you to do this. Certainly, it's fun to win stuff. We all love winning things. But you win just by doing it. And I don't care if that sounds corny. It's true. Get in on this, everybody. The Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge. You can find out more, or you can upload your selfies to civicmedia.us/giveblood. Take a break. We'll come back with news and notes, mailbag items, and more of your calls. This is Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 84. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 56. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 85.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Oh, no. Too slow. Yeah, that's a little better. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Over the Back Fence. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Mother Nature certainly seems to be treating us nice. Got your host, James, behind the mic here with my co-host, you. Call up 424-2600. Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Going to get into some news and notes now, mailbag items. But as always, your calls are welcome. As I'm going through these things, your calls come in. I'll finish reading what I'm doing. We'll get right to your calls. Diving into the mailbag, we have this from someone. I live in the Kellner area and need a ride to Wausau for a doctor appointment 10 o'clock on Mondays. If anyone is going that way, they could sure use a ride there and back. Give them a call, 715-424-2216, 424-2216. For sale, Coleman Cooler, 48 quart, brand new, asked in just $25 at 715-423-3775, 423-3775. And we have for sale a 2004 Sportster, 883, custom, low miles, like new, 715-451-5711, asking $3,700 for it. At 715-451-5711. And finally, in the mailbag, I have a love seat with no rips, no wear, from a pet-free, smoke-free home for $10, and electric fans, $5 each, and records, albums, 45s, and 78s. Most albums are just a dollar. For more information on these items, give them a call at 715-421-1020. That's 421-1020. You may leave a message if no one answers. Keep getting us your items from the mailbag, everybody. We love having them. Get them to us anytime. And let's see here. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get into some news and notes in the area. Got a lot of great things happening in our area. Want to make sure to get to some of these here, as many as we can. Again, your phone calls, welcome, 424-2600. Our friends at Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 101, have their Brat Fry happening right now. They kicked things off about an hour or so ago over at Quality Foods on West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Stop by, say hi, get yourself some good grub, and give them a thank you while you're over there. Never hurts. Neither does an extra brat. I mean, especially if you're looking for an excuse to eat an extra brat, like I have to. It's the VVA, man. Stop on down there, say hi to our friends. Got a good one right here, too. Friends Feeding Friends. Free community meal taking place tomorrow at 611 24th Street North of Wisconsin Rapids at Seventh-day Adventist Church. Their doors will open at 3. Serving begins at 4, goes till 6. All are welcome. I wish them well with that. That's really cool. Good on them for doing that. Again, Friends Feeding Friends. Free community meal. 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids at Seventh-day Adventist Church. Doors will open at 3. Serving will go from 4 to 6. Mentioned this before, and be sure to get ready to take a good selfie and do some good while you're at it. At the community blood drive taking place Monday, 2 to 7 over at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. Walk-ins are welcome. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, give them a call at 866-566-5900. And of course, if you have other questions, you can always give them a call at that same number, 886-566-5900. Community Blood Drive, Monday, 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School Music Room. Another great opportunity to get in on the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. Take your selfie, upload it on your social media with the hashtag CivicPints. Get yourself a chance to win some State Fair tickets or Brewer tickets or maybe even Rafter tickets if you include the hashtag WFHR. We had our friends in from Extension the other week, and we were talking about this, and I found it so exciting. I went down a rabbit hole reading all about it and heard a little bit about it before, but they have their Cardboard Camp 2023 coming up. This is open to youth in grades 4 to 8 and was all inspired by this great kid, Kane. Kane was just 9 years old and feeling bored. He started to build an arcade game out of cardboard boxes. One game led to another, and before long, he had 5 different games set up in his dad's store. This is in honor of that and inspired by it and to have some fun. Cardboard campers will spend 3 days imagining, designing, and building their arcade games. Then on the 4th day, they will take their games to the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market for everyone to play. This is again taking place Monday through Wednesday, 11 to 2:30, over at the Wood County Courthouse in room 114. And then Thursday, 8:30 until 12:30, they'll be there displaying these at the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. 4-H membership is not required, but 4-H, do want to send a shout-out to them for hosting this, doing this. And Laura and Jasmine, they do such a great job with this and these kids are so amazing. My one, it's again, for youth in grades 4 to 8. My one qualm, we need an adult version of this. I'm just saying, how much fun would that be? You were thinking it too. I just said it out loud. Our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo open daily. Go check them out at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. Just a stone's throw away from here. I can actually see the lemurs right from here. Hey, guys. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Going down there this Tuesday, 11 to 1, 11, and then at 1, and then at 3:30, they will have Animal Quest. Animal Quest brings the wonders and wows of the animal kingdom to people of all ages, bringing to light the beauty and truth in the creatures of the wild. See and touch animals you didn't even know existed. This, of course, a part of some of the great events that they host over there at Ellen's Zoo House. Big thank you to Encourage and everybody else that helps out with this, our volunteers, all the great workers over there at the zoo. Got some really good people over there. The animals are amazing. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a people person, but those animals, pretty cool. Go check it out. And again, I know we got a lot of summer left here, all right? There's no ringing the bell and you know, sky is falling. We gotta quickly get all of the days of summer in one day. But these days slip by quick. Get on over there. Another great event going on Tuesday with our Wisconsin Rapid City Band. Shout out to Pam, who, for one, left me a great note when I came in this morning. Have a great weekend. You have a great one too, Pam. She was in co-hosting with me Friday on the morning show. She was telling us about the taking in the Wisconsin Rapid City Band performance. Such a great time. Some amazing performers. And Pam was able to take in the one that came over last month with the 132nd Army Guard Band. Such an amazing band. I have seen versions of that before. Incredible, incredible musicians. You can check out some more incredible musicians. This Tuesday at 7:30 at beautiful Robinson Park. Come on down. Join them for an evening of fun, music, ice cream. Bring the whole family to Robinson Park. There's a play area for kids. You can even see them from some of the seats right where you are taking in the music. And you can hear the music pretty much through the whole park. So there's not a bad seat there. And go and support our Wisconsin Rapid City Band. Do some great work every year. Encourage you to also check out their website, wrcityband.org. We're wrapping up the month of July somehow. I don't know how that happened, but we are. And some good things, though, come up in the final week of the month, and that one of them is our American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin. They meet on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, 7:30 to 9:30, over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments provided at no cost. A big thank you to everybody that makes that possible. And, of course, our friends at the Elks Lodge. Go take that in. Always a great event. Wednesdays, of course, mean bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 as well. What a great day of events at the Elks. Go check it out. 430 West Jackson Street. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Not only can you enjoy some great food, great atmosphere, great people, but you know you're putting back in your community because every penny you spend at the Elks Lodge goes right back into this community. Appreciate our friends over there. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, everybody. Looking forward to talking with you. And beating Seth. Come on. I told you we got this, gentleman's, and I don't know why I say gentleman's. That's a loose term between Seth and I. That's... The more calls I get, the more bragging rights. A couple of great events that take place every Thursday in summer. It starts with a farmer's market. Kicks off from 8 to 2 on 1st Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggin Street. This Thursday, there'll be the 4-H Cardboard Arcade. We were talking about that. The 4-H Foodie Class will be down there. WIC will be down there. I believe our friends from the Boys and Girls Club have a spot down there as well. And, of course, so many of our great local vendors and farmers. Not only a great opportunity to get some of the best produce in the state, but support them as well. And, when you wrap up there, maybe go check out Lunch by the River from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. 11:30 to 1. Another great one coming up this Thursday. Shout out to the co-sponsors Ocean Spray Cranberries and Prevail Bank. Great entertainment. Oh, sorry. I jumped ahead. I knew I was going to do that. I jumped ahead. Oh, they are coming up on August 24th. On July 27th, we want to send a thank you to Marshfield Clinic, who is the sponsor, and Steve Strassman, who is going to be your entertainment. Steve is a really great entertainer. You're going to have some good, good entertainment and some great food from Jamaican Kitchens, Rocker Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, Joe Street Eats, and Granny Beach and Ice. Careful with that one. It's a great one. They're really good over there. Check it out, everybody. It's going to be a great event and a really fun one. And, of course, August 17th is the one we'll be down there for. We'll be co-sponsoring that one. And remember, August 3rd, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties and Solaris going to be sponsoring that day. Rumors will be down there entertaining. And, of course, Stuff the Bus, Miss Wisconsin Rapids, going to be down there as well. Check that one out. Let's take a phone call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have for sale a 5-drawer oak vertical chest, really good condition for $25. And my phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. If you're interested in that oak chest, give them a call, 715-991-0242. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, get into some more news and notes, maybe talk about this new book that I was reading through a little bit. It's all about Midwest phrases and analyzing them. I want to see how many Midwest phrases you guys got out there right at the top of your head. How many you notice, too. We'll talk about that and plenty more on Over the Back Fence coming up right here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. mainly cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 84. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 56. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 85. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Welcome back, everyone. Over the Back Fence, on your radio dial, our Saturday call-in show, 424-2600. Hope you are having a great Saturday out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Your host, James, here, just going through some news and notes in our area. Couple of more things I did want to touch on while we're waiting for your phone calls, 424-2600. I threw it out there earlier, I will start daring people, and I do not want to have to result to that, everybody, but if I got to dare you, I will. I dare you to drop off some gently used shoes. Shoe us the love at the Southwood County Humane Society. Donate your gently worn, used, and new shoes today. Help us raise funds just by donating gently worn, used, new shoes. Be sure to ask friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, spread the word about this. Collecting shoes not only helps support the Humane Society, but they'll be reused and given a second life by those in need through Micro Center Enterprise. It's a win-win for everybody. You free up the closet. And, of course, if you are getting rid of shoes, well, that means you probably have to get new shoes, right? I mean, shucks, dang. Nobody wants to have to do that, right? You don't have to tell anybody. Just get new shoes. Drop off your shoes right here at WFHR, WIRI Studios. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll get them to our friends over at the Humane Society. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 9 o'clock for the Pet of the Week. Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Humane Society, comes by, joins us, brings us another furry friend to, of course, tempt me to take home and, of course, promote, talk about, and have some fun with. Our friends over at the Humane Society got some great events coming up in August. They have a vaccine clinic and garage sale taking place August 12th. That vaccine clinic will go from 10 to 11. The garage sale from 10 to 3. All this will take place. They're hosting it at the Southwood County Humane Society building. And be sure to find out more about all the great things they got going on over there. Follow them on social media. Check out their website, swchhs.com. And follow along with all the great things that they are doing. Wisconsin Rapids Family Center has a great one coming up. You want to save the date for some sweet summer fun. It is the third annual Touch a Truck from 11 to 3, July 29th. Next Saturday, a week from now. Over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. This is a free admission event. Vehicles will be on display, food, kids' games, and more. We had our board meeting the other day. We were talking about this, and so much excitement about the event. And an opportunity to just hang out with all of you. Have a good time. Raise some awareness, funds. Help our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center do the great, vital work they are doing. Find out more at familyctr.org, and be sure to follow them on social media as well. I mentioned this earlier. Terry Johns joins us, of course, co-hosting and on Midday Magazine all the time, CEO of your Night Away of Southwood and Adams Counties. We were talking about this. Registration for Stuff the Desk is open. Stuff the Desk is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, register or a guardian must register by August 3rd. You can do so by going to their website, uwswac.org. uwswac.org. Of course, we also encourage you to help out with this if you can. You're picking up items for your little monsters. I mean wonders. Dang it. Wonders. Maybe you can grab an extra notebook, some extra folders. They like plain colored ones.
You can go to their website again, uwswac.org, to find out a real list of these items and where you can drop them off. Really appreciate everybody doing that. And again, registration must be submitted by August 3rd. When you do register, you'll be able to pick out your time. And you can find out more, uwswac.org. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning on the show.
Hi. I've got a 110-volt wire feed welder. It's a Century. No problems with it. It works well. It's got four heat settings, and it's a flux core machine. Asking $100 for that. And then I also have my sap pan, my smaller sap pan I want to change out. It's like 22 inches wide and almost 4 feet long. No problems with it. I've got there's a pipe on the end to drain it out and handles on it and everything. Asking $100 for that. It's about 6 inches deep. And the number to call is 715-341-2302.
341-2302.
That's right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you. 341-2302. Number to call if you're interested in either of those. That welder sounds really nice. 715-341-2302. One more thing I wanted to get to before we wrap up and go to break. The Summer Food Service Program provides nutritious meals to children during the summer when free and reduced price school meals are typically unavailable. Free meals are available to all children 18 years of age and under. And the breakfast is wrapped up at Lincoln this week, and I just wanted to thank everybody that was over there helping with that in all the ways that they did. Thank you. Still have breakfasts available at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School at 1921 27th Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. That'll go until July 28th from 8 a.m. till 8:30. Lunches are still available at Meade Park near the splash pad at 14th Avenue South between Chase and Alton Street, right here in Rapids. That goes until August 18th from 11:30 to 12:30. And Winter Park Shelter outside of the Aquatic Center at 681 Chestnut Street in Wisconsin Rapids. That also goes until the 18th from 11:30 to 12:30. You can find out more at School Nutrition or contact them for more questions at schoolnutrition@wrps.net. Schoolnutrition@wrps.net. Thanks again to everybody that works on that so hard. So before we go to break, I was teasing this. There's this new book out that I looked through a little bit of. I haven't read the whole thing, mind you, but it's good. I like it. A Guide to Midwestern Conversations. It is from author Taylor K. Phillips. Now, I got into this thinking, Midwest. He got me right away. I should mention, Taylor is from Kansas City. And nothing against Missouri. A beautiful state. I've been in and out of there, but never really spent time there. But a beautiful state. But keep that in mind with some of these phrases. And I want to ask you a little bit more about that after this phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, James, you got me thinking about summer songs. How about Boys of Summer by Don Henley or Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince?
Both classics. Both classics.
I was just thinking of buffer music because that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Like today.
I also like the idea of anything to give Seth more work. That's always fun to me. That's a good idea.
I tried to call the office, but he hung up on me. So.
He's now your phone, your number is just going to go right to that. It's just going to go there. So that's a good idea, though, man.
Non grata. I get it, Seth. I get it. Okay.
I like the idea of seasonal bumpers, though. That's fun. I like that.
Well, yeah. Mm. All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, man. 424-2600. And keep that number in mind if you want to win some rafter tickets. Yeah. Take a call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, good morning. I've got free items today. I've got a glider. It's a metal-framed wood slats. It's on my deck right now I'd like to give away. And I've got several links of the PVC sprinkler pipe I don't know what you call it, sprinkler pipe.
Yeah.
Anyway, different sections can be, some of them are quite long. But anyway, if people want them, like, keep around or extend their sprinkler system or do repairs, it's all free. And my number is 423-4822.
423-4822.
Correct.
Thanks for the call. You have a good weekend. Yep.
Thank you. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you're interested in any of those items, give her a call, 423-4822, 423-4822. And if you'd like to win some rafter tickets, I got four of them right here, good for any home game in this season. Just call up and give me a great Midwest phrase. What's a good Midwestern phrase, huh? There's a lot of good ones out there. Go ahead and give me one. You got until the end of the show. 424-2600. We'll also take your items that you're looking for, items you want to sell, garage, rummage sales. You know the deal. It's Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 84. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Chance for isolated storms. Lows level off around 56. Highs around 85. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79. California.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning. I knew it was good. Over the Back Fence here for this Saturday, July 22nd, 2023. Thanks for joining me. Take you to the top of the hour with your phone calls for items you're looking for, items you want to sell, different events in the area, garage, rummage sales. Haven't had any of those today. Give us a call about it. We'll help you promote your sales. Get some people. We'll send some people your way. 424-2600. Also, if you'd like to win some rafter tickets, call up and give me your favorite Midwest phrase. That's what we're looking for today. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I don't have a phrase, but I have a one word that's Midwest only. I think that's bubbler.
Oh, good one. Classic. That's a classic. I'll give you, you win the rafter tickets just for that alone. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we used to have them in Racine area that were made out of concrete, and the water was turned on all the time. The water would be bubbling out of those things. So they call them bubblers, yeah?
My papa has told me about those before. He said the water was always cold.
Yeah, always cold.
Always cold. That sounds like a good time. That sounds like a good time to be around. Sir, we know you. You stop by Monday, okay? And come pick up these rafter tickets, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the call and the nice nostalgia. That's great. Bubbler. Oh, it's a good one. Such a good word. 424-2600. I'll give away some more rafter tickets. I don't care. Yeah. We only got so many weeks of the season left. Let's get you to the ballpark. 424-2600. Let's keep it going, everybody. I got like 5 minutes left to show. See how many tickets I can give away by then. 424-2600. And of course, go to northwoodsleague.com to get your tickets for the rafters. Support your rafters. Get to Winterfield whenever you get a chance. And keep on listening right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Stream us. Please stream us at civicmedia.us. Of course, WFHR.com. Wherever you stream. I'm telling you, the Civic Media app is wicked. I really like it. It is very personal, very easy to use, and works wherever you're at. I've been helping my dad a lot in his basement, and down there, don't get very good signal. That comes in, no problem. And there's a one-touch service on there. You just hit that, and it'll call right up into the station here, so you can win your rafter game tickets or things like that. Just call up and join the conversation on any of our call-in shows, or any show. All of our shows are call-in shows. Call in anytime. 424-2600. Before we get out of here, I did want to send a big shout-out to the Wisconsin Rapids Community Summer Youth Team. Got one more show today in a couple hours. Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Heard wonderful things about last night's performance. Every single one of you kids are amazing. You are rock stars. Great job. Really proud of every one of you. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can perform on stage. You kids are doing a great job. Keep it up. Have a great time. Break a leg. Enjoy yourselves. Tickets are not available, everybody. I would love to be able to send you to the show, but tickets are not available. It's sold out. Both of them were. But you can support WRCT and all the great things that they have going on over there, and you can get to auditions. Bly's Spirit, auditions coming up August 14th and 15th at 6:30. Auditions are held at the main stage right at WRCT Theater. One of those things that we love to encourage people to do. Whether you've never thought of it or you always have dreamed of it, there is a place for you at WRCT. Head on over there. Join us. And trust me, you will never leave. I did my first show in 97, 98, I want to say. Yeah. Yeah. And we love it there. There's a reason you keep coming back. Come to auditions. Come and take in these shows. I greatly appreciate you doing that. You can find out more at wrctheater.org. And again, Rafter Baseball on the radio dial this weekend. That's not the only thing, though. Be sure to check out the Sunshine Polka Show. Now, it's on Saturdays at 7 also. Check it out at noon tomorrow. Seth Faces the Music tomorrow from 6 to 8. He'll have a great one lined up for you this week and every week. Be sure to join Seth. One of our more popular growing shows, I got to tell you. Especially with our musicians. Anytime we have a musician in for a director's cut or something like that, one of the first things they tell us, man, that Seth Faces Music, I love that. What I really like is that they don't know Seth by face. So they're saying this and talking about it sometimes before we get a chance to introduce ourselves. And then we, you know, oh, this is Seth, by the way. This be sure to check that out. Director's cut follows right after 8 to 9. Big thank you to David Farnborough for joining us last week. On next week's show, we're going to have Michael Charles joining us, Australian blues musician, buddy guy, once called the Stevie Ray Vaughan of Australia. Michael's joined us many times on the air here. We love talking with him. Yeah, he's going to join us on Director's Cut. And we have such an amazing guest coming up after that, you guys, in August. I am dying to tell you, and if it isn't me, Seth is dying to tell you. I'm so lucky that the show is wrapping up and I don't ruin it. Oh, it's a good one. It's a big guest, everybody. This is not a bit. It is a good guest. Oh, I can't wait. Be sure to support these shows, all of our shows around here. And, of course, the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Most importantly, have a safe, fun, great weekend. A lot going on this weekend in our area. Be good to each other and have yourselves a great time. Be sure to join Seth next Saturday for another edition of Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon. And we'll look forward to talking with you on the Sunrise Show on WIRI from 7 to 8. And from 8 to 10, morning show right here at, oh, I like the way Melissa says it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 90.